SantaFe.com keyword seminar. That's SantaFe.com keyword seminar. We look forward to seeing you. Co-sponsored by the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents all things real estate, the best place for live listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there and welcome to a football tailgating themed remote broadcast of all things real estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you to join us today at 39 Yana Drive, a fabulous custom-built home right here in the village of Tosuke and just 7 minutes from downtown Santa Fe. And when you get here, you'll be able to take a tour of this terrific property featuring stunning mountain views and enjoy some tailgate food and beverages, enter a drawing for authentic Minnesota Vikings memorabilia, and a custom antique necklace, as well as benefit from all the real estate commentary offered by my special guests. So come on over to 39 Yana Drive, located off of Tosuke Village Road and only 7 minutes from the Santa Fe Plaza. Joining me today as guest co-host is my well-respected Sotheby's International Realty broker colleague, Deanne Ottaway. And gracing our program today is brokerage manager and qualifying broker at Sotheby's, Mr. Greg Antonsen. We have a number of other very special guests on the program today who have played a major role in the design and construction of this custom-built home here at 39 Yana Drive. But before we bring them on air, we actually want to invite you to go to our website and check out all the companies who provide an array of services of potential value to you. Again, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. and discover these useful resources. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the 1260 KTRC studio, and Brayden and Tyler, my very talented, if not harried, technicians, they got a lot on their plate today, here at 39 Yana Drive, right off of Tosuke Village Road, let's kick off this football tailgating theme show by going to Mr. Doug Rand of Homebuyers Mortgage for some mortgage commentary. Now, Doug is the owner of Homebuyers Mortgage, and usually his colleague Ron Blessy is on the show, but Ron is, he's enjoying some sun and fun down in Mexico, and if you're listening to this, Ron, we wish you well. Maybe you are listening to it on SantaFe.com. Before, Doug, I ask you to get into some mortgage commentary. I want to ask you about this beautiful property that we're sitting at today. What's your opinion, my friend?
Well, it's magnificent, and what a home that Deanne is featuring today. It's a must-see. I mean, I just got to tell everybody out there in the listening audience, they just got to see this home. You know, every corner you turn is just a new adventure.
Yeah.
I mean, the colors are vibrant, alive, and as the owner mentioned, they built it not to be a trendy home, but just a very comfortable and warm home, and I think they've certainly accomplished that.
Well, excellent summary. We can just close the show out with that. We don't need to say anything else. That's such a good summary. Anyway, just kidding. Doug, I'll tell you what, let's shift gears, and what do you have today for the listeners when it comes to mortgage commentary?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I've been in the mortgage business for about 25 years, 15 of it, or 16 years, actually, ago. I founded Homebuyers Mortgage Company.
Uh-huh.
Prior to that, I was in the real estate business for another 16 years. So I guess I thought I had seen everything that's happened in the mortgage business, but over the last 40 years within the industry, but boy, what changes.
Yeah, indeed.
We've had some pretty dynamic changes and within the industry, but I would like to say that with all these changes and difficulties we think we've seen, along with the economic downturn and the questionable new regulation and the direction and the clouded part of the distortion of home ownership, there are some positive things out there.
Indeed.
And I think we're at Homebuyers beginning to see that within our investors and what they're representing to us as some new capabilities.
Yeah. Well, you've got a lot of different regulation changes. I think, as we've talked about on many occasions on the show, Doug, the pendulum swung the other direction in a significant fashion after the meltdown of 2008, and a lot of people, both in and out of real estate, in government, out of government, just home buyers, sellers, and folks out there that are trying to make this whole thing work for them, a lot of them feel that maybe the pendulum has swung a little bit too far and has made life a little too difficult for people who are trying to get a mortgage. But you still are generating mortgages on a regular basis, aren't you?
Absolutely. In fact, our production is up considerably because of the Santa Fe market and what we consider a turnaround. You know, the bottom line is the bankers, pension funds, insurance companies, all the likes that do provide capital for the markets,
right,
have to lend money.
Yeah.
And if they don't provide the capital, they receive no fees, no interest yield, no profits. So they must lend to succeed within the industry. So but we have witnessed some new positive signs and changes of easing that have taken place. And if you'll allow me, I have
absolutely go ahead
a couple of examples that I've cited here today. In September, we saw a change of the 45% ratio, the debt-to-income ratio, move up to 50%. And so that's one of the signs of easing. We're beginning to see that they're trying to loosen it up a little bit because they're not getting the loan production that they would like to have, and you can only ratchet it down so tight, and at some point they've got to loan the money. So we are seeing that buying a new home or, let me give you something in the investment property, 5 to 10 finance properties, the loan-to-value has increased from 70 to 75%.
Uh-huh.
And that's a big thing. That's for investors that want to buy within the marketplace. That's happening. Buying a new home and renting your current residence, there is no longer a requirement of one-year rental management experience to count rental revenue.
I see.
For the current home.
Uh-huh.
They're allowing now reasonably projected rental income counted on the new purchase with 75% loan-to-value, and these are just kind of statistics, but I think they're important to see that the movement towards the right direction for us and a turnaround. Another thing, conventional 95% loans and the PMI companies we're seeing are coming back. So that's a good sign of the easing that's taking place within the industry.
For the benefit of the listeners, when you say PMI, that could be inside baseball for some people. What does that mean?
Well, that's the private mortgage insurance that is guaranteeing down to the 80% loan to the bank.
My job here is to just direct the show. So I knew you had a good example for it. I tell you, Doug, I got about another minute here. So if you have one more little tidbit you want to share with the listeners, then we'll take it from you.
Okay. I would just say that overall, it's time is right to be buying now.
Yep.
The property values are there, certainly, and the interest rates are there. The interest rates are the lowest I saw the other day, the lowest since 1948.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be in the 50s. Now it's 1948 is the parallel.
Yeah.
So this is it. If there's a time to buy, regardless of from the $100,000 to the $5 million home, it doesn't matter. Certainly we can do it. However, this is the time.
That's Doug Rand, who is the founder and one of the owners of Homebuyers Mortgage. Thanks so much for substituting today. Doug's going to be here all day long, so we invite you to come by and say hello to him. His company is well-respected here in Santa Fe for offering mortgage counsel to folks. Doug's actually serving up the beverages here today at our tailgating party, so we invite you to come on over to 39 Yana Drive and say hello to Mr. Doug Rand. Thanks a lot, Doug, for being on the show.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
I'm going to shift gears right now and actually bring on my very good friend and colleague, someone who I've actually done remote broadcasts with before. Here in Santa Fe, the well-regarded Sotheby's International Realty Broker, Deanne Ottaway. Deanne, thank you so much for letting us broadcast from this beautiful home. This must be a treat for you. We don't always get listings as nice as this, do we?
No, and it's just a wonderful property to come out and see. It has, like Doug said, something in every corner.
Uh-huh.
And if you guys are out driving around to Suki, please come stop by.
And let's pretend, Len, you've done this with me before, Deanne, that so someone drives up this beautiful driveway here and they walk up to the front door and are about ready to step into the property. Let's pretend like you give them the guided tour. I'm going to do this a little bit later on with my good friend Annie O'Carroll, who's the interior designer, and also Greg Antonson, who is our brokerage manager. All of us are going to be talking about the features here. But the bottom line is there's so much to talk about. You take your piece of the pie right now, Deanne. Go ahead.
Well, my piece today is it hasn't rained yet,
yes.
And it's a little cold, but it's just so wonderful. We're settled in the hills of the San Ysidro subdivision. We're nestled in with landscaping rocks that makes it so quaint. And this house has 5,427 square feet.
Uh-huh.
It can function so many different ways. And the way it's set up right now, today, with the current owners, we have a caretaker's property downstairs.
Uh-huh.
We also have a studio, and then we have the main house. Even though it has a lot of square footage, there's so much flexibility for people to come, and it's also on 7.4 acres.
Wow, it's incredible. And again, the property next door, the little house here, that is a studio currently, correct?
It is.
But it could be a guest property.
It could be a guest bedroom. It actually is set up for a guest bedroom right now,
uh-huh.
but it's made to function as a studio. The owner is an artist.
Uh-huh.
She paints out there. She
uh-huh.
does her custom jewelry designing there.
Uh-huh. And we actually have a piece of her jewelry that we're going to be offering today through a drawing, but you have to come here to 39 Yana Drive, put your name into a hat, essentially, and at the end of the show or whenever Deanne, who is the listing broker, decides to do it, you might actually win this beautiful piece of jewelry that's here, as well as Minnesota Viking memorabilia, baseball cap, or football cap.
There's a baseball cap. There is a Minnesota Viking
shirt,
extra large shirt that's there. And also, there's a putting green on the property, too.
Right down here. I see it right below us here where we are actually doing the show. A lot of reasons to show up today besides great food that's being offered during this tailgating party. And you know what? I think the weather's perfect. This is football weather, isn't it, Deanne?
It is,
yeah.
Actually.
Little nip in the air,
uh-huh.
but you've got some nice warm beverages inside to offer folks. Well, before I let you go, any last thoughts you want to share with the listeners about this beautiful property?
We have a mortgage person here to talk with. We have a title company here. Southwestern Title is here. They are the people who are taking care of the title work on this.
Uh-huh.
We have interior designers, the owner and another interior designer. So it's just perfect to come and ask your questions and look at all the eye candy of this house.
Absolutely. And don't forget that Mr. Greg Antonsen, who is my boss, the mortgage manager of Sotheby's International Realty and our qualifying broker, is here today. And in a segment that's going to be coming up, he's going to be talking about the state of the market. So it's all more of a reason for you to be here to talk to Deanne, talk to Greg, talk to Annie O'Carroll, Doug Rand, the whole nine yards, Southwestern Title. Enjoy some food. So I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. We invite everyone to come on over here to 39 Yana Drive. Enjoy this football tailgating party. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
This is Larry Seeley. If you want to buy my latest book, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, or blog with me about the literary world, go to santafe.com, keyword Larry Seeley. That'll take you to my author's page in the Social Santa Fe channel, where I'll let you know the release date of my latest novel. Be a part of the story. Visit me at santafe.com, keyword Larry Seeley. Santafe.com, a great place for local artists to be recognized.
This is it, the Built for Tough sales event at your New Mexico Ford dealer. The best time to get the biggest savings on your tough Ford truck, like F-150, America's most fuel-efficient pickups. Featuring exclusive EcoBoost technology with the power and 22 mpg, the so-called contenders can't beat. Now get cash back up to $6,000 and no payments for 90 days. Or choose the Ford Super Duty with best-in-class payload towing and miles per gallon. Now with cash back up to $6,000 and no payments for 90 days. There's a reason Ford
X-Series is America's number one selling truck for 34 years running. Want best-in-class fuel economy? Choose the 2011 Ford Ranger. Now get up to $5,500 cash back and no payments for 90 days. Now that's a 1-2 punch. The Built Ford Tough Sales Event, only at your New Mexico Ford dealer. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds with 3.7-liter V6 4x2, 22 miles per gallon highway. Your mileage may vary. No payments for 90 days is OAC. F-Series is the number one selling truck according to Ford Motor Company sales through 12/31/2010.
Talk 1260 KTRC, now streaming online at santafe.com, keyword talk.
Now, here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 39 Yana Drive, this beautiful, extraordinary property here in the village of Tusuki. It's right off of Tusuki Village Road, easy to get to. So we invite all of you to come on over here. And, Gino, give me a little background music, if you can, appropriate for today. I think you've got some football band kind of stuff going on there. I can't tell if you do or not. But anyway, we're going to do a tailgate party here. We've got tailgating food. We've got a beautiful necklace that the owner of the property, who I'm about to introduce, actually made, and we're going to offer that through a drawing. We've got some Minnesota Vikings memorabilia. The co-owner of the property is a former Minnesota Vikings player, so we couldn't have tailgating more appropriately demonstrated than we do today here at 39 Yana Drive. And I want to, before I go back in the show, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is actually improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. Now I would like to introduce the proud owner of this custom home here at 39 Yana Drive, Carolyn Reichow. Carolyn, it's great to have you on the show. Are you happy to be here today?
I'm very happy to be here today. Believe me.
Yes, indeed. Well, this is an extraordinary setting. Even on a little bit of a cloudy day, you still have a view out there. I mean, this must have been quite a joy for you and your husband, Jerry, to actually plan and build this property. And I want to go through that process. Maybe the first thing I want to ask is, how did you actually select this site for building this beautiful house?
Well, we wanted some privacy. We wanted some arm room around us. We wanted to be able to stretch out and enjoy. And we wanted to build a pitched roof home. Very few places in Santa Fe allow that, in the county even, but mostly in Santa Fe. And we had lived in a Pueblo-style home and had problems with the leaking, the roof, and so on and so forth. And so we decided we wanted to build a pitched roof home. And we found this piece of property, which answered absolutely all of our hopes, desires, and needs from its location. The location, not only do we have beautiful views, and I am told that from a feng shui point of view, that it's perfectly situated. From that point of view, it allowed us to build the home that we had dreamed about building, which we could not do in Las Campanas. We actually owned a property there, but we couldn't build the pitched roof.
Right.
So we ended up over here, and I bought two lots and sold one. But we're just so perfectly situated. We can walk to the Tusuki Market. Our arroyos take us into wonderful, wonderful spaces. Our mountain treks, we have a big trail behind us on both sides of us that are just spectacular.
Yeah,
in terms of hiking.
And your friend, your very good friend, Deanne Ottaway, who is the co-listing broker, or excuse me, listing broker of this property, tells me she said it's only 7 minutes from downtown, and it's 7+ acres of land.
Yeah.
There must be another seven there somewhere. But
there probably is. I haven't calculated it out at this stage of the game.
But I think the reality is that you really feel like you're out in the country and literally you could just put it in neutral and roll down to the plaza in 7 minutes. So that's a real attractive feature. All right, so you and Jerry, when did you come here, by the way, to Santa Fe?
We've been here for 23 years. We started out in Valle del Sol in a little townhouse, which we sold pretty quickly, built a house on Bishop's Lodge Road, which was wonderful, and then ended up coming over here because we wanted more room and we wanted more privacy than we could get over there.
You're an artist by training?
Well,
I think you are.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say that I'm an artist by taking lots of classes.
Uh-huh.
And trying.
Well, that's training, isn't it?
Constant state of experimentation.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Well, and people today, again, are going to be able to see some of your work because you are very generously donating one of your necklaces to someone, a lucky person today who shows up here, but you have to come to 39 Yana Drive to get it. Put your name into a hat, and at the end of the show, Deanne Ottaway, the listing broker, will pull that name out, and you might win this beautiful piece of jewelry, which Carolyn is displaying in the kitchen along with the Vikings memorabilia. All right, so you worked with an architect, obviously, to design this. Talk a little bit about that experience.
I worked with my son-in-law, who was the architect on this home, and he and I created this thing together, literally from the ground up. And at the end of the time, when I had everything that I wanted in it, I said to my son-in-law, who's a brilliant architect, now I've told you what I want. Now you put your magic to it, because honestly, he was so wonderful that way. And so he was the one that put a lot of the extra detailing, the special things that make this house really, really one of a kind.
And a number of these people are here today. Someone that you have a relationship with besides Deanne Ottaway is Annie O'Carroll, the famous interior designer that I'm going to have on the show in a few minutes. Annie's also very good friends with Greg Antonsen, our manager for the Sotheby's International Realty office here. Talk about your relationship, and did Annie play a role here in this project?
Annie and I were friends when this was going on, and she and I worked together for some time during the time that this house was being built, and then she left me.
Oh.
And she took off, and she's built a fantastic business. She's a wonderful, wonderful designer.
Uh-huh.
And
I think she's going to reciprocate on that. So, and when I get her on air here, this is a real love fest going on.
Yeah.
All right. So you talked about your architect's son-in-law situation. A lot of different details in this property. For someone who hasn't seen it quite yet, but they will be here at 39 Yana Drive today. Talk about maybe the two or three most special things about this property from your standpoint as the owner.
Well, the most important thing was kind of making this house come alive for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that reflects a lot of the traveling that I've done in my lifetime. I've been fortunate enough to do that. And I brought a lot of things over here from Europe, from England, from France, and many other countries, and have incorporated them into the house in order for it to feel very welcoming, which I'm pretty certain that it does. That's been the response that I've had. It feels comfortable.
Uh-huh.
It's a real house.
Uh-huh.
It's a real place to live.
Yeah. And the separate freestanding structure over here that you have as a studio right now, as I was talking to Deanne Ottaway in the first part of the show, could actually be a very, very comfortable guest property too, right?
At this particular moment, it's operating that way. I built it to be a studio for myself because I was making jewelry and also painting.
Uh-huh.
But I had a little family invasion, and I converted it to a guest house. So it worked out perfectly for that. And it still is being used as a guest house, but within 5 minutes it could be converted back to a studio or a home office.
I told you when I first came over here to see this extraordinary property, this show goes so quickly, I have 1 minute left before I have to take a break. So in that 1 minute, Carolyn, I want you to frame for the listeners two or three very important things you want to leave with them and why they should show up today here at 39 Yana Drive.
Well, if they want a house that's really different and they want a house that works, this house works. There's a lot of flexibility here in terms of an apartment down below, the guest house. There's just so much that can happen here that we've already made it happen as far as we're concerned.
Uh-huh.
But there's still things that could happen here for somebody else if they wanted to. I think we can leave furniture here for sale with the property if necessary.
We would do that outside of the transaction.
Outside the transaction,
just to be a good broker here, of course we have to do that. But,
absolutely.
But that's a great thing.
So everything was very carefully selected for this house.
Uh-huh.
With a lot of love.
Indeed. Well, you know, I couldn't ask for someone to frame their last phrase to me any better than that. This is Carolyn Reichow, who is the proud owner of this beautiful property here at 39 Yana Drive. We invite all of you to come on over here today, meet the owner, meet all my other special guests, enjoy this tailgating party. Gino Thompson, my producer. Let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll go into a special segment with Greg Antonsen of Sotheby's International Realty and the famous Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer extraordinaire. So stay tuned. Thank you so much, Carolyn.
Thank you.
All right.
This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. And discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
This is a medical minute from Silverman Spine Center. Imagine how good it would feel to be free of back and neck pain. Even if you're suffering with herniated or degenerative discs, we can help you. We can even help failed back surgery patients. You can do it with the DRS protocol. The DRS protocol has helped thousands of patients live normal lives without surgery. The nice thing about DRS, it's non-surgical, safe, and pain-free, and can restore you to a normal and productive life. For an appointment, call Dr. Robin Silverman at 474-5701. Learn more at SilvermanSpineCenter.com. To really improve your life, call today. Imagine how good it would feel to live pain-free. This has been a Medical Minute from Silverman Spine Center.
This summer's incredible concert season at the Hard Rock Casino Albuquerque presents The Pavilion. Could be even better if you go VIP. VIP box seats give you and your guests the ultimate inconvenience with perfect sight lines to the stage and wait service, so you'll never miss your favorite song while you're standing in line. VIP season tickets guarantee you the best seats for every show of the summer and include VIP entrance and exit, preferred parking, access to the VIP club, and more. Don't miss out. Call 452-2-VIP now. That's 452-2-VIP.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 39 Yana Drive. It's a tailgate party here in Tsuki. It's easy to get to this property. Just if you're going to Tsuki Village Market that direction, you take the first right onto Yana Drive and follow the signs. It's very easy to get to. 7 minutes from downtown Santa Fe. We encourage everyone to come here today for several reasons. Gino, give me a little background music if you can. And that is because, again, it's this tailgate party, and we've got tailgate food going on. We've got some Minnesota Viking memorabilia that you can actually win in a drawing. We have a beautiful piece of jewelry that the owner of this property has actually designed. So all sorts of reasons to enjoy the tailgate party. Gino, I'm sorry. You're so good about doing that stuff. He's not mic'd up, but I appreciate you putting that sound effect in the background. Anyway, before we go back into the show, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution, Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, call my good friend CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. They also are very good working with the real estate community. They work with a lot of real estate lawyers and estate council folks. Anyway, this is a really special show for me for all sorts of reasons, but the reason why right now is because I get to introduce the guy who's my boss. He's the brokerage manager and qualifying broker at Sotheby's International Realty, Mr. Greg Antonsen. Welcome to the show again, Greg.
Thank you, Ray.
You know, I want to ask you first and foremost, you've been in your new position for a few months. Now, you're not on air. Of course, there's only thousands of people hearing this. How's the experience been for you, my friend?
You know, the experience is I'm very happy. It's going very well. It's great getting to know all of the agents, and I can see why, getting to know them, that they are by far the number one agency in Santa Fe.
Well, with that, actually, before I let you get into sort of the real estate side of our conversation, why don't you tell me about your impressions, because you've seen thousands of properties. How about this property here at 39 Yonah Drive?
You know, this is incredible, and it's the second time I've been in this home. But as you drive up, I mean, immediately, even though you're 7 minutes from downtown, you feel the privacy, the remoteness of this site. And as you enter, of course, the feeling you get is serenity, and, of course, a feeling of intimacy, even though you do have soaring ceilings.
Right.
It's a wonderful home, lots of touches of European influences.
Yeah, Carolyn Reichow, the owner, said that she traveled extensively through Europe, brought a lot of actually beautiful pieces of furniture to this property from her trips overseas. I think of, you know, we do a lot of, we're very lucky at Sotheby's because I have all these great properties I do these remote broadcasts from. I haven't had a bad property at all, and Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer, will reinforce that in a moment. But there are some that really stand out, and this has got to be one of those really, really special ones.
Without a doubt,
yeah.
Indeed.
Well, anyway, I invite everybody to come on over here to 39 Yonah Drive, meet Mr. Greg Antonsen. And with that, Greg, let's shift our gears and talk a little bit about the state of the market from your perspective.
Do you know the good news for Santa Fe residents and for those thinking of coming here and finding a second or third home is that through the summer season, I think what we have found is that the market is beginning to stabilize. So I think you will see a stabilization of prices. While we certainly will have our share of short sales as we move forward in the next year, I think they will be a smaller number, particularly as compared to other second home markets such as
yes.
Phoenix, Las Vegas, parts of Florida, Southern California. So we're standing in pretty good stead.
Yeah, indeed. You're coming up on a big event. This is actually sort of an internal event, but it's huge. It's a sort of a networking event that's going to take place in Florida where a number of Sotheby's International Realty brokers and agents from around the world are actually congregating for 3 or 4 days of sort of swapping information. I suspect for you this is going to be a good chance to really meet a lot of your colleagues who, since you're new to the company, you haven't met before.
Do you know, that's true, but surprisingly, I was at one event recently where I knew a lot of people from my past life at Christie's, people that have come over to Sotheby's. So that's a great thing to see. Also, if you look just at the numbers of attendance for this upcoming conference, a year ago, the attendance was about 300 people. We have over 900 people registered from around the world, which tells you markets are healing and people are feeling better about the markets, and they're coming together to share their experiences.
Well, we're going to have Greg come back at the end of the month to actually give us a report of what he learned from this gathering of really the cream of the crop, I guess, of Sotheby's International Realty, the movers and shakers, so to speak. So we look forward to that. Greg, I'm going to actually keep you on air here and sort of move a little bit to your very good friend, Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer, who's also joining us today. And the three of us are going to have a little conversation. We'll talk about the property, and we'll talk a little bit more about real estate. I know Greg has some more information he wants to share. Annie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ray. Good to be here.
Well, it's always great to have you. And from those terrific interior designer eyes, you've taken a look at this property. What do you think?
Well, I think it's lovely. I mean, I have known Carolyn for probably 15 years, and I worked with her about that long ago. So I know Carolyn to be really a collector and a traveler, and that is so reflected in this house.
And just to redo the introduction here, Greg, you've known Annie for some time, I suspect.
For some time. In fact, she was the interior designer for my personal residence.
No kidding.
I'm very, very well familiar with what Annie can
that
achieve.
That must have gone well because you guys are sitting across.
We're still speaking.
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting. I don't know how long ago that was that you did that. Since you did that with Greg, are you going to suggest to him that you go back and freshen the place up a little bit, or what?
Yes, for sure. But really, I think what we did is so timeless, and it's six, 7 years ago.
It's timeless, but you know, I was
beautiful.
I was just telling Carolyn it's time for me to call you back.
Oh, good.
What happens
available.
Is over time we all start bringing things in that we realize probably don't really belong there. So Annie's going to help me with some house cleaning.
Excellent. Well, she does that quite well. Annie, let's go back to this property here. A number of properties that we've done remotes from, there have been a few things that you've suggested, particularly with landscaping. We haven't really talked about the landscaping here. It's full. It's complete. Inside this house, nothing needs to be done.
No. What I love about this house is that the palette that Carolyn chose, it would really lend itself not only to the antiques that she has in the house and the collectibles that she has purchased over the years, but I could see this house with, more spare sort of white slip-covered furniture. I could see it with dark antiques because the color palette is so soft. It's this terracotta and the light yellows and greens and grays that it really is a beautiful backdrop. Some houses don't have any sort of drama or character, and you have to create it with interior design,
right.
But this house very much does have those architectural elements that are very strong and beautiful, and I think would lend itself to many different styles.
And then after you create, and it exists here already, that terrific interior setting here with the views, I would suspect from an interior designer standpoint, that you play off of those fantastic mountain
views,
right?
Absolutely. The views and the architecture, you have a view from every room in this house, and that's the way they designed it. And the spaces feel very, very intimate and warm. So it's really beautiful. I hope people come and see it because this is always the challenge of a radio show when you're talking about a house and it's open to see.
Right.
It's not, these houses aren't always available, so I would really encourage people to come and have a look firsthand.
And on that score, we want everybody to come here to 39 Yana Drive today, but if in fact you can't, you can always get a hold of Deanne Ottaway, the listing broker, and she will be more than happy to give you a tour of this property. You can also go to the radio show webpage, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and right there on the homepage, you can click on the pictures that Deanne has of this beautiful property. I would suggest if you're at home right now, do that. That'll entice you to come here and then enjoy this tailgating party. Greg Antonsen, the qualifying broker at Sotheby's International Realty, we work with professionals in real estate like Annie O'Carroll, and I sort of want to drift back into a little bit of a more of a conversation about real estate per se. Working with professionals, I think today as real estate brokers is even more important, whether it's a mortgage broker or it's someone like Annie O'Carroll. Don't you agree?
Indeed. Across the board, you need the best of all the services working on your side.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Well, I think both buyers and sellers are expecting it, and they're becoming much more sophisticated, which I think is an opening for you to sort of talk a little bit more about our buyer-seller situation at Sotheby's.
Indeed. We are maintaining a wonderful market share across the board. Across the board, we have a 37% market share in sales. We have a 45% market share from 500,000 to 1 million, and from 1 million and above, we command a 60% market share, which again is a reflection of our agents working for both buyers and sellers. And this week, the exciting news out of our office was the closing of Pecos River Ranch, which was an $18.5 million sale. The listing team was led by Darlene Street, our office, and the sales side, Jim Overton represented the buyer from Texas. This is exciting on a number of levels. Certainly the fact that 5,200 acres of a pristine property has now been purchased and sold. Purchasers from Texas, who is an environmentalist, wants to be a good steward of the land. He and his family. And as you may know, this is the former Greer Garson property. So a lot of wonderful history here.
Yes.
And good news, as I said, for the sales community in that we were able to get an $18.5 million sale.
Yeah, and a great location. I actually did some trout fishing on that property and actually stayed at one of the little cabins that are on that property. So I know exactly how beautiful it is and how lucky that buyer is from Texas to be owning this.
That is
a huge sale for our company, and I know as the qualifying broker, rightly, you're proud of that. Any other things you want to share with the listeners, Greg, about the status of the market before we actually end this little segment here?
Well, I think I just want to reiterate as we go into the final quarter of the year the importance of the fact that we do see sales stabilizing. We see market activity in all sectors of the market, and I'm feeling positive about the future. I know there's a lot of questionable economic news that we hear every day out there, but real estate continues to be an investment that people are interested in and showing further interest in.
Absolutely. Annie O'Carroll, interior designer extraordinaire, any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners about this beautiful property here at 39 Yonah Drive?
I think it's a unique property, and I think if you have an opportunity to come and take a look today, please come and do that. And I think you'll really see something that I have certainly not seen on the market in a very long time.
Excellent. Okay, I want to thank Annie O'Carroll, and I want to thank Greg Antonsen for actually being on the show with us today. We invite everyone to come on out here to 39 Yonah Drive. This is another extraordinary property that Sotheby's International Realty is listing through the good offices of Deanne Ottaway, our colleague at Sotheby's International Realty. You can come out here, enjoy some food, enjoy a little tailgating experience, have a football game on. There's some memorabilia that you can win through a drawing. There's a beautiful necklace you can win. I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to come here today, and someone's driving up the driveway right now. Gino Thompson, let's take us out here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll go into our famous Open House of the Week segment. Stay tuned.
After wasting the better part of the morning running down a dead-end lead on a cold case, the only thing on my mind was a hot meal and a cup of Joe. I remembered a tip I got from this hot pastrami named Betty the Boomer, my pal Benny Boom Boom's second cousin, twice removed. Seems Betty said an average Joe could have a breakfast or lunch 7 to 3, 7 days a week at the New York Deli. Walking into the New York Deli, I knew this tip was hot. I sit down and order up the eggs, Benny, and a cappuccino. The couple at the next table ask for the usual, a steak Philly and a salmon Caesar salad. Regulars were ordering up Rachel's, Reuben's, burgers, omelets, French toast, and pancakes. A guy like me could call New York Deli home. Guys and gals, head over to the New York Deli up east side on Catrone Street, formerly the Bagel Mania. Order the New York Deli south side next to Pier 1. Breakfast and lunch 7 to 3, 7 days a week, and don't you forget about it.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
This is it. The Built for Tough sales event at your New Mexico Ford dealer. The best time to get the biggest savings on your tough Ford truck, like F-150, America's most fuel-efficient pickups. Featuring exclusive EcoBoost technology with the power and 22 mpg, the so-called contenders can't beat. Now get cash back up to $6,000 and no payments for 90 days. Or choose the Ford Super Duty with best-in-class payload towing and miles per gallon. Now with cash back up to $6,000 and no payments for 90 days. There's a reason Ford F-Series is America's number one selling truck for 34 years running. Want best-in-class fuel economy? Choose the 2011 Ford Ranger. Now get up to $5,500 cash back and no payments for 90 days. Now that's a 1-2 punch. The Built Ford Tough Sales Event, only at your New Mexico Ford dealer. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds with 3.7-liter V6 4x2, 22 miles per gallon highway. Your mileage may vary. No payments for 90 days is OAC. F-Series is the number one selling truck according to Ford Motor Company sales through 12/31/2010.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and by the sound of that music, you know that we have reached our Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our very good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. And today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 39 Yonah Drive right here in Tusuke. Very easy to get to, right off of Tusuke Village Road. This beautiful property that's located on 7.5 acres of land, fabulous mountain views, lots of amenities, features that just go on and on and on. So we invite you to come on over here. We're having a football tailgating party, and we've got food. We've got drawings for all sorts of gifts. But you have to come here to 39 Yana Drive in order to take advantage of it. So get in the car and drive on over here right now. We're in this last segment of the show, and I want to give Doug Ram, the founder and co-owner of Home Buyers Mortgage, just a minute. Doug, give the listeners the one reason why they should be participating in this market today.
Well, Ray, I would say that, you know, home prices are certainly stabilizing within this marketplace.
Right.
And I would have to say that the next move from the stabilizing is, I think, is the natural, which is going to be upward.
Yes.
And so if you want to take advantage of pricing and right now in the home market, this would be it. And certainly the rates are the lowest they have been, as I mentioned before, since 1948.
Yeah, I saw something this past week, a fixed 30-year loan at below 4%. It was like 3.94 or something, and I don't know any of the details, but I almost fell out of my chair when I saw that. I was thinking, why in the world wouldn't someone want to buy a house today with that?
That's precisely correct. Actually, you're right. It's about 3.75.
3.75
is the interest rate.
Even better.
So
yeah.
Between that and some of the other adjustable rates and some of the other things available, we have a myriad of these products. But that's, I mean, this is historical.
Yeah.
We haven't seen this in most of our lifetime.
And sort of blending from that right into your last thoughts about why someone should buy today, we have a perfect reason, and we're sitting at it. It's 39 Yana Drive. Talk for a moment, your thoughts, Doug, about this beautiful house.
Oh, unquestionably. It's a magnificent home, and as we sit out here on the patio and I'm looking in the balcony, I'm looking at the mountain view and the hills around us. I mean, this is just a magnificent property. You've got to come see the property.
Yeah.
You just, I mean, there's not enough adjectives.
Yeah.
You really must see this property to believe it, and it's just excellent, and it's great to be here.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you on the show. That's Doug Rand, who is the founder and co-owner of Home Buyers Mortgage. Thanks so much for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to go into this last little segment here and reintroduce my two good friends. First of all, Carolyn Reichow, who is the proud owner of this property. Carolyn, thanks so much for letting us do the show from 39 Yana Drive today.
It's an honor.
Well, and it's an honor for us. And joining you, of course, is your friend and the listing broker of this property, Deanne Ottaway. Ladies, I'm going to split up the next, it looks like about 5-6 minutes I've got here before I have to close out the show and let the two of you talk about the house, the relationship you have. Actually, maybe as a little background, Deanne, how did you actually come to represent Carolyn in this transaction?
Actually, it was in 1992 when I first met the owners of this property. We had just moved from the Poconos, and we were involved with Las Campanas and working there, and they were members there, and it was instant hit. I grew up in the Midwest, graduated from the University of Iowa. Jerry Reichow was a quarterback at University of Iowa in the 50s, and I always saw his picture on campus.
Uh-huh.
And it was so great that I can meet these people from Minnesota and Iowa and be welcome into the community through them.
Wow, that's a pretty good background. And for you, Carolyn, that was a similar positive experience?
It was definitely a positive experience. As a matter of fact, the owner of Las Campanas, Lyle Anderson, put Deanne and I together. I was working at Las Campanas and doing some design work for them, and Deanne and I met for lunch, and it was instant friendship right away.
Right, and now it's not only a friendship, but a little bit of a business relationship, because your mutual goal is to sell this beautiful house. So let's, once again, as we close out the show today, Carolyn, I'll start with you, and then I'll end this segment with Deanne. Give the listeners reasons from the standpoint of being the owner of this property why someone should come here today and actually write an offer on it.
Well, I'd like that very much. I'd love the opportunity to be able to tell them a little bit about it from a very personal point of view. I normally am not here when we're doing open houses. Today I am. And I would really look forward to welcoming somebody here and telling them a little bit more in depth about the house. It's been such a pleasure for me to be here all these years. I'll never leave Santa Fe. It's just that the house is a little larger now for us than we want, and we're changing our life and spending half our time in Tucson now. So, but in terms of having a house like this,
I won't ever experience what I've been able to experience in building this house again.
Yeah.
This was a wonderful opportunity to work with my son-in-law and be able to exercise everything that I loved and wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to share this and have somebody else come in here and feel it.
And for someone who may be tuning in right now, your son-in-law is the architect who actually you worked with on the design aspects of this. And there were a number of other artisans that actually participated.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk a bit
about
that?
Yeah, actually there was one particular man who's going to be over here pretty soon, and his name is Omar Kashmir, absolutely magnificent craftsman, an old-world craftsman, the kind that you just don't find anymore. Everything he did here, he did with a lot of emotion as well as craftsmanship. He made this come alive for me.
Right.
He really did.
Yeah.
And his pieces are so unusual and so special and have given this house kind of the personality.
Yeah.
Between he and I and my son-in-law, David, we've made it.
Yeah. Well, and it, as you said, a lot of love went into this place, and I can tell by what you're emoting here that it's going to be difficult. You want to sell the property, but it's still going to be difficult to be waving goodbye to it, which from a real estate broker standpoint, Deanne Ottaway's perspective, she wants that to happen right away.
Absolutely.
But for you, I'm sure it's sort of a mixed feeling kind of thing.
It is mixed feeling, but I'm ready.
Yeah.
I really actually am ready. What I'm looking for here in a buyer is somebody that will fall in love with this place.
Right.
Because that's the kind of person
yeah.
that I see owning this kind of a property.
Yeah. Well, Carolyn Reichow, thank you so much for letting us do the show today from beautiful 39 Yana Drive. I'm going to shift gears and actually have Deanne Ottaway, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, close out the show with me. Deanne, a lot of things to talk about for this potential buyer of this property, of reasons why he or she should be writing an offer on it. But if you're going to do that sales pitch that we all do as real estate brokers, what would it be, the three things that you want to sell someone on?
It comes back to location, location, location. I talked about earlier being 7 minutes to the plaza. We are just close to Tsuki Market, which everybody comes to when they're here in Santa Fe. In the summertime, the opera is just one exit over, so close to come by and see. And coming out here today would be great because everybody's here. You can ask the questions. You can find out why, if you want to know why this specific thing is happening in the house. So I'm asking the listeners to come. I'll be here till 3 o'clock, and I would love to meet you.
Yeah, and if you can, in fact, Deanne, come and visit Deanne and Carolyn and Doug Rand of Home Buyers Mortgage and all the other folks that are here today. Actually, Southwestern Title is represented in this transaction as well. If you can't do that, you can always get a hold of Deanne. Deanne, what's the best way of reaching you?
On my cell, which is 505-690-4611. That's 505-690-4611.
Well, Deanne, about 30 seconds left here. You've actually summarized all the reasons why people ought to come. But one other thing we didn't – did we talk about the price of this property? I don't think we did.
No, we didn't.
And we should do that just to sort of let everybody know because I think it's a heck of a bargain.
Well, what we have here with the size and the prices, let's Carolyn tell because we just lowered the price this week.
Oh, you did. Oh, okay. And where are we at now, Carolyn?
It's hard for me to say it. But it's $1,395,000.
Oh, my
it
gosh.
It is such
a deal.
A wonderful
yeah,
price.
It is.
And it's
a great way to end it. That's an incredible bargain. Lots of square footage, lots of amenities, lots of land, all sorts of features. So we invite you to come on out here. I want to thank my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleague, Deanne Ottaway, as well as homeowner Carolyn Reichow for letting us broadcast from this open house here at 39 Yana Drive, right off of Tsuki Village Road, which all of you are invited to attend. Thank you, Greg Antonsen, brokerage manager and qualifying broker of Sotheby's, for also bringing some excellent commentary to the show. The same goes for you, Doug Rand of Home Buyers Mortgage and interior designer Annie O'Carroll. Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Braden and Tyler, my technicians. Kate, Debbie, Mike, and John at Sotheby's International Realty, thanks for giving our loyal listeners a great show today. Lastly, thank you for tuning into the program. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Progressive Talk for Santa Fe and Northern New Mexico.